Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
If you are getting put together right now and you're in the shower, good for you for bringing your radio with you. It's only the most committed of listeners to do that.
I love it when people tell me they listen in the shower. I really do. It's my favorite thing. What are you doing right now? I'm lathering up.
I'm going to ask you a question. You might think the answer is obvious, but there's a twist.
Okay.
On average, who takes longer showers, men or women?
Women, hands down, no contest.
Absolutely. They got more hair to wash. That from that alone.
Paulie, everybody's got more hair to wash than me. Come on now.
And more things to shave. Oh, with the shaving of the legs. It's such a, I wonder how
well,
many.
Well, that was a quick story.
No, there's
What's
more.
What's the next song next, we
there's
have
more.
Lined up?
So how much longer? How much longer do you think women spend in the shower?
On average.
Yeah, than men.
10 minutes.
I would say 5 on average.
2 minutes longer. Women, 14 minutes. Men, 12 minutes.
Okay. Campbell and Farwell confessional.
Mm-hmm. Get the music out.
I completely and utterly accidentally outed you for your poor composting habits at
which
home
I'm
at
going
Green
to
Bin.
Improve starting
and I feel
today,
bad for that
today
to help make you feel a little bit better. And this coming from, by the way, the honorary chair of the Children's Groundwater Festival, which we will be attending on Wednesday, by the way, out at the Waterloo Region Museum on Homer Watson. I have recently come to really enjoy the long hot shower. I used to be like all business, get in, get out as quick as you can. I am fascinated by turning on this tap and having this nice warm running water. Just if you think about that, it's awesome. And sometimes I spend far longer in there than I should. I'll bet you I would rival your showers. I don't know how long yours are, but I bet you I'd rival them.
Okay. You want to tell?
That's my confession.
That's your confession. Well, you're going to confess more right now.
Uh-oh.
Play it again, Paulie.
Jeepers.
What
tough morning.
What are men thinking about in the shower?
What they have to do that work that day at work.
Work is on the list, yes.
Yeah.
Paulie?
Yeah, I think about what I got to do that day.
Well, what's the other one that you guys think about? Because it's very clear here that there's one other thing you think about in the shower.
Well, I'll just default to sex because we think about that all the time.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Okay.
Sorry, my bell's out of reach. Women in the shower think about chores, problems, and their weight. That's what we think about all the time, too.
It's interesting. You know what I actually...
It's because the naked is all up in your face and you can see it all and you're trying to contort to shave your leg and you're like, wait a second, that is a brand new stretch mark right there. How did that one get there?
You want the
new.
Honest to goodness truth. I mean, and I do. I use the shower as that kind of time to collect and think about the day and the things I have to do and or maybe the things I did if I'm showering at night. But the one thing I think about virtually every time I step into the shower, and this goes back to a TV show, I can't remember how long ago I saw it, and it was a guy that was, he was a murderer, and he was concealing the crimes by making it look like people slipped in the shower, because according to him, it was the most common way for people to die in the home.
What, it is?
I guess.
Oh, God.
And then at the end of the show, the kind of comeuppance was him getting into the shower and actually slipping
down.
And cracking his head. So I know this is a terrible thing to
that
say, but truly.
It's terrible.
Every
Super
time I set foot true. Into the shower, I'm like, I wonder if this is the time. That's what I do. That's what happens.
You're a real ray of friggin' sunshine.
I know. I'm
you?
Sorry. I'm telling you. So I step very carefully. Maybe I'm only 43. I should put those handrails in there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Or
get
one of those slip, you know, the plastic
exactly.
rubber duckies that...
But then,
well, welcome
slipping.
To our world, because women, since Psycho in 1950, whatever,
right?
We've been afraid of being murdered in the shower. Yes.
It's true.
Getting right. Norman Bates'd.
See, think of it this way, though, too. Every time I successfully set foot in the shower and don't fall, I feel like I've cheated death. It's awesome.
Well, here, with the chance of death or not, 50% of mothers admit they are just in the shower to escape.
Get away from it all.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.